Good morning and welcome to the Daily Recollection. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Karma is nothing but energy, the mainspring of creating vitality. If you see this original nature of karma, if you really understand this, that is called freedom. Freedom means that in the next moment, you can manifest your life in a new way. Dhyanan category. The ego version of freedom is to do what it wants when it wants and throw a misery temper tantrum if things don't go its way. Freedom in the spiritual sense is freedom from acting as the ego, which brings us to the final line of the Bodhi bead. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutiyampi, tatiyampi, sabaha. Again and yet again, may it be so. This line arises from a deep understanding of the dynamics of a non-separate reality. An analogy might be useful here to grasp the essence of the teaching. If life were a game of cards, then it would seem that we're each dealt a hand and then invited to do our best to enjoy the game. The outcome of the game isn't a foregone conclusion. The game unfolds as a consequence of everyone's every move. We are free to make any move we choose given the cards we've been dealt, circumstances, karmic predispositions, social conditioning, and any move we make will contribute to the total state of play. We're all partially responsible for how the game unfolds and wholly responsible for the impact of our actions, wholly responsible for the impact our actions have on everyone and everything involved in the game. Conditioned human beings play the game by bemoaning the hand they've been dealt or resisting the rules of the game or engaging in a futile attempt to change the way the game is played. But those of us who are awareness practitioners can recollect that every play affects the whole game and ask ourselves what we want our contribution to be. If we can enjoy playing while also benefiting every other form of existence, what other than unconsciousness would prevent us from being love and action in every moment? In the words of Nisargadatta Maharaj, most of our karma is collective. We suffer the sins of others as others suffer for ours. Humanity is one. Ignorance of this fact does not change it. We could have been much happier people ourselves, but for our indifference to our own suffering and the suffering of others. Once we become aware that an egocentric orientation, making it all about me, perpetuates indifference to our suffering and everyone else's, we can choose to act in ways that benefit all. All-encompassing generosity is necessarily unselfish. It dissolves egocentricity. Now we're spiritually free, free to be authentically who we are, the creative energy of pure being, participating fully in the moment-by-moment game of life.
How exciting.
How exciting. Precisely. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jamie in Newark, Delaware.
Hello, Jamie. What are you seeing?
Well, when I did the cards, like I think somebody said yesterday, the first few cards tended to focus on where I had the most trouble and could also be looked at it as negative cards, although they're just, in another sense, they're just the reality I'm dealing with. But then I came up with more cards that about things that I like to do and enjoy. Uh-huh. And in general, what's been working for me has been focusing on my breath more, and I noticed that I'm not reacting as quickly to circumstances, and uh-huh. I'm not getting mad at people as much.
Mm-hmm. So, Jamie, the first thing that strikes me about this is how typical it is of ego that there's an assignment and it goes right for the negative. Okay? So, what's wrong with me? What am I not good at? What am I struggling with? And then the second thing about it that what you're describing is taking the time to have the attention focused somewhere other than conditioned mind, right?
Correct.
Making that effort to focus on your breath gives you the space not to let ego go immediately to the negative. Get angry, get upset, get, they go nicely together. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and also what seems, what goes with that and seems to help is just reminding myself that people aren't the reasons why people act as they do. And I, there's a difference between not agreeing with what they're doing and blaming the person and getting angry at the person.
Yes. Because they're just as messed up as we are, right, Jamie?
Correct. And I might have been doing the same thing 10 years ago, like 5 years ago. I mean, they're part of karma, too. So they are part of the overall karma.
Yes, exactly. We're all in this together. Right, humanity is one, as we just heard in the reading. Right, there is no you and me as separate things. There's us.
Right, and just coming back, and so seeing that difference, seeing that their behavior is one thing, but as people, that blaming them it doesn't help. I mean, helps me not react as much.
The other part of the reading this morning that I really enjoyed was the choosing what we want our contribution to be, which is what you're describing, right? You know how you could be, you know how you've been in the past, and that's not what you're choosing now.
Right, and that takes a certain amount of focusing and coming back to.
Sure does. Practice.
Center. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why doing, like sitting every day, besides just the sitting, it reminds me about the practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Right, it enables us to be the person that we choose to be, at least more of the time.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so I'm finding some things in practice that are working, which is encouraging. And,
Jamie, I've known you long enough to know you found a lot of things in practice that are working and that you're implementing them and just watching your life change before your very eyes.
Well, it's probably true. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Come on.
Ego wants to try to draw me back into its grasp.
It does.
I see it clearly now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna let you fall for that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Jamie. Take good care.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Jamie. Terry, the line that particularly struck me about that conversation, which is so illuminating about what we're doing in practice, is that the reactivity is what changes, right? Not the circumstance.
Yes.
And so we don't add our suffering to the process. That's what transforms. Mm-hmm. I am, as you said, I can be different. In other words, I don't have to come from who I was or how I've been. But the level, the practice of awareness of that karmic process allows me to be sufficiently present not to come from the karmic orientation.
Yes. Yeah. And that last bit of our conversation, I think, is really critical because we could watch ego try to pull a person back into, but you didn't. And it's really important that we see that for what it is and drop it. Because what wants to convince us that we're not different, that we're not making different choices, that we're not more present, that's definitely not on our side and not a help to anyone or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, precisely. That's ego, right?
Yeah.
What we're attempting fundamentally to transcend is that identification.
Yeah. And being on the side of the practitioner, who is in our last conversation, doing everything he can to make the contribution that his heart wants to make. That's who we want to put our support behind, not the part of us that says, "Oh well, yeah, but you're not."
Yeah. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hey, this is June in Georgia.
Hey, June.
Hey. Well, let's see. I want to talk about. Let's see. I am supported by karma. And two things have kind of proven that recently. And one is, has to do with the keeping commitments that he's programmed. During the pandemic, something that I really enjoy doing, which is dabbling in watercolor, just kind of fell away. I think of it as the artist left, and it was really hard for me. I could not get myself to pick up the brush. I kept my paints out, I kept the paper out, I kept my little water jar out, and all of those things, and it just didn't work. And one day, maybe about a month ago, I said, the Commitment Readings Program is designed to give ego no leg to stand on. And I said, I will commit to painting every day that I can and taking a picture of it and sending it to my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I am a happy person. I am a happy person. I mean, there's no fudging that. You know, I can't. It's a picture. Here, here's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, I don't know, you can't let ego have that and turn it into what it wants.
Well, it you could, but you know, we don't have to. Go ahead.
Yeah, the only thing that ego could do with that is just abandon it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not going to do that. I mean, that's just, this aspect of the Keeping Commitments program, it's just full of willingness and joy, and I want to do this. And
well,
I recommend it to anyone who has something that would fit that model.
Mm-hmm. Say that last line again, June.
I would recommend it to anyone who has something going on, kind of like what I have described, who just can't get something in their life going. If there's some way you can take a picture of it and commit to sending it to your buddy, just might turn the tables.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I wanted to reflect is what you started us off with, which is simply that we are supported by the karma, right? Because that's a very puzzling statement if you think karma is what's wrong. So if we go back to the vitality of being, that is life unfolding, that mainspring of energy that Katagiri referred to, then that is the power of what you're describing, right? Which is the motivation to go beyond the karmic tendency that maintains suffering. I don't want to be the person who does not keep, who's not the artist. I don't want to be the person who succumbs to the resistance. And so I am supported by that creative force to be the person I choose to be and to find the support and help that will help me be that. And there it is. The support and help of the universe is always available when we ask for it. And we recruit that, right, in our transformation.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Mm. Deep gratitude.
Deep gratitude. Thank you.
Thanks, June.
What is the, it's the, who is it? Gary Zukav,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
10% of us, 10% of us makes a decision, a choice, wants something, and it's a good thing. 90% of the universe is going to get behind it. And
mm-hmm.
which is what June was just describing. You know, I want this. Ego is hugely strong and vociferous, quite an obstacle. And this is something that I want, and
mm-hmm.
and it's a desire that leads to freedom, not to more suffering. And the universe just all the karma just lines up and says, "Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Do this."
Yeah. Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. Hey, this is Brad in Maryland. How are you?
Well, hello, Brad. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing when it comes to dealing with karma, particularly the karma that we deal with keeping commitments, is the level of joy when the commitment is kept.
Oh, yes, sir.
Regardless mm-hmm. of the content, it is that
That's
process.
It. That's it. You got it. You
and,
got it.
And, you know, it can be, yeah, I tell you, you know, it ego can fight me every step of the way, but if those are kept, just it is a joy that's different than joy that is circumstantial.
Yes. Well, here's what occurred to me as you were describing that, Brad. We have wanted somebody to choose us all of our lives for as long as we can remember, right? Somebody to be on our side. With us, supporting us, caring for us, choosing us, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you're describing. When we finally become that person who chooses us, and we're not talking about selfishness or egocentricity, right? We're talking about things like sitting on a cushion and practicing awareness or making good food choices or getting exercise or enough sleep. We're not, you know, these are things that are good for a person. When we become that for ourselves, it is, as you say, a joy like no other.
Yes. And just even having that experience this morning of just recently waking up into a lot of, there's no real content behind the fear, but at least being identified with egocentricity and fear and providing that support to myself that everything
yep.
is okay.
Yep.
And that I'm here for myself. And just
That's right.
how invaluable that is.
Oh, it's everything. Yes. And thank you for that. It's the difference between a life of suffering and a life of happiness. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah, we are in a process of becoming the unconditional love and acceptance that we've been seeking all of our lives. And to the degree that we are that, it's good.
Yeah. So in closing, just let me say that I'm so glad that I found you. I'm so glad that I found this group. And I'm just really grateful. I don't want to get into ego's argument of how much I've been practicing. I just want to say that this means so much to me, and it's so helpful. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I will say before I let you go that we take this back to the Buddha, right, who made many hard decisions in his life in order to get to a place of clarity that he could offer to others and show others the way to freedom and joy. Right? And people have been doing that people were doing that before, but we go back to him, for 2,600 years, right? And we are now part of that lineage. And so each one of us who makes the choice to do the difficult things that are required to be a part of the offering of a way to go beyond suffering, it's really good for us to take in that it's not somebody else or somebody else is doing this. It's us.
Yes.
Every time we make that choice, that's what we're bringing to the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the mentor saying to me, every recording you make is an act of love.
That's it. And we are love in action.
Right on. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brad.
Right. Talk to you
soon. Go happy.
Bye. Go happy.
Thanks, Brad. There was some guidance from you recently about that is, it is the joy of being who we are, right? That is what keeping a commitment for ourselves, keeping a commitment is. The process of keeping a commitment is not at the level of content, but is the process of self-realization. Because in that moment, there has been a choice for who we are over who we're not.
That's right. That's right. And ego is so completely out of the picture, and we know it, we feel it, and it's just, it's glorious. It's definitely worth pursuing.
Absolutely. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, people, everyone. It's Susan in Iowa.
Hey, Susan.
Hi. What I've been seeing is a couple of weeks ago, Sherry said something about, or maybe you did, attention following awareness. And it's been in classes before and some of the books. And I didn't quite manage before to do it. But what I've been practicing with is attention following awareness. And then, of course, I think it goes back to awareness comes to where attention is. But I've really been practicing doing one thing at a time and paying attention and letting attention follow awareness. And it's been really relaxing.
Yes. So what I hear you saying that, right, Susan, is such a careful listening, right? Something catches our attention, right? And then we practice with it. And really, really look for ourselves. And the transformation in that process of having a direct experience of something that is pointed to, that is almost the essence of the intelligence that animates, is a glorious experience. Relaxing,
exactly.
As you said. Because we are, because we're such, so in tune, right? So calibrated to that. Unfolding.
Yes, it's really been quite glorious, as you say. So I just put myself in the queue because I need to put myself in the queue for practice.
Because I choose to. I want to. Isn't that the best reason?
Yes, I chose to, and I do choose to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Again so, and yet again, may it be so.
Indeed, may it be so. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Susan.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Much to love in that conversation. My favorite part was the way Susan said, relaxing. I relaxed when she said it. It's so true that mm-hmm. being here, focused on this right now, yeah, the joy of it. It's all the same joy, isn't it? We've been talking about it all this conversation. It's the exact same whether we're keeping a commitment and feeling that coming through for ourselves, when we're focused right here, when it's not that we've corralled ego, it's more that we have excluded it. And mm-hmm. and there's just this, and it's so peaceful, and it's so relaxing and joyful.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it looks like we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go. Next
Excellent.
Caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Who's this?
Hello, this is Paula.
Who is this? Who
is
this
Paula.
Person?
This is Paula!
Paula! How are you, Paula? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing how much trouble I'm having.
We're here now.
I'm here. I'm pressing the microphone. It shows up with a line through it, and I try to press it, and I'm yelling, it's Paula, it's Paula, it's Paula, because I so much wanted to talk, and I've been so sick, Sherry, with the respiratory thing, as my husband, so it's been quite a trip. We've been through the last, well, 2 or 3 weeks. But
Paula,
yes,
is this
yes.
that RSV or RVS thing that's going around?
Well, that's what the doctors told us, but they said they didn't have the test to in an office to be able to prove it. But
they're pretty sure that's it. And both of you have it. Stuart has it too?
We both had it. We've gone through
the whole
course of antibiotics, and we're on the other side of it. We're on the other side of it.
Oh, thank God.
I've wanted to call, and coughing was such a huge part of it, and so trying to do that to felt unkind to myself and other people as well. But I'm going to just take a breath here. And
please, take all the breaths you need.
Yeah. I'm loving this particular, all of them, of course, every time there's an assignment this whole year, I'd say, this is the best.
This is the best. But, this is the best one. This is the best week. Can't get any better than this. And then the next one comes out and my gosh. I'm right there with you.
It's exactly that way. And I just got to see, a bit of karma, how that, as far as I know, it's been most of my life, is an orientation towards that. And it probably is true, if it's going to be, it's up to me. But it's kind of been used like you have to, you have to take care of yourself. You can't, other people are going to try to help you, but they can't do it. So you really can't even receive that help. So there's a lot of that kind of, and then feeling guilty for, my husband trying to help take care of me when I couldn't take care of myself and vice versa. It was quite a circus. But I did, once I was on listening to the call because I couldn't talk, and thought, I'm going to call because there is definitely something wrong with me. I can list the whole list of things that are wrong with me, including this current illness. But then looking at my calendar for December and seeing that I have you know, like I've got 4 doctor's appointments this coming week. And it's sort of like, why did, and then so the question that comes karmically is, why did you do this to yourself?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I see that.
Can you make it to the rubbish bin? Because that, I gather these, okay, write them on a piece of paper, write these messages on a piece of paper, and because we're past the, you can put them in the bowl and light them on fire, right? Just wrap them up and toss them in the garbage.
Yeah. Well, I did, while we were doing that, I do have a pocket full. I have this little, it's what I call a carryable pocket that I have wherever my shoulder. And so every time I'd write something down, I'd put it in that pocket, and I haven't been able to get out to the fire to throw it in the fire. But I do want to all that karmic stuff, I was keeping track of it. So
doing
an actual ritual of burning it and making a burning bowl or something like that, that's yet to come. But it's
because if you heard that a voice say that kind of thing to somebody else anytime, but especially in these circumstances, why did you do this to yourself? What I mean, there's just nowhere to go with that, except that's hateful and has to end. That's it. Even if we don't know what is actually true or so, beyond that has to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I said I am suffering that day, but I tell you, I've really practiced has been a lifesaver again. I can just sit myself down and I say, I'm right here. You know,
that's
I'm
right.
here with that which animates me. And I'm
that's
not
right. And there's nothing
not
wrong.
Moving.
That's right. There's nothing wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. I don't deserve bad things. I don't need to be punished. Nope.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, you two
keep taking
good care of yourself. Yeah. Yeah. And let me know how you do, okay?
Sure enough. Okay. Take good
All
care.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paula. Gosho.
Thanks, Paula.
What a nasty system.
Yes.
What a nasty, mm-hmm. I mean, every time I encounter that, it makes me, you know, as you know, I know we're past time, but people accuse me regularly of extreme language, right? And there is no language extreme enough to communicate the evil, rotten, nasty nature of what it is that we're up against.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just hideous. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
And hideous and cruel.
And cruel. Just useless. If it led to anything good, we could say, okay, well, it's awful, but at least it... No. It has no redeeming feature. None. The people who say, well, it's handy to have a conditioned mind for taking care of errands. No, it's not. No. No. Not. All right.
No.
What?
All right.
Shall we go? Before I get any more wound up?
Yes, let's go happy and go beyond the page, Jerry.
All right. Here we all go. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.